Hello, everyone. This is Jackson here with
Patrick.
And this is my first show of the semester. The title is...
You say it. I want you to say it.
The title is Boy Cousins.
I'm filling in for the other boy cousin today. That boy cousin was busy?
Busy.
Leave it at that, busy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medford.
So... How do you want to start this off, Patrick?
I was thinking we start with a little bit of Soak Up the Sun. We've all been listening to it.
We have.
Why not listen to it once more? The sun is going away, but we got to soak it up before it disappears. Get those Preslon days in.
I love it. So I hope you all enjoy Soak Up the Sun
by Sheryl Crow and co.
Thank you. And that was Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow.
The one and only.
The one and only.
Have you heard of her before?
That was actually my first time.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry for my sort of flustered introduction earlier. There was a lot going on. And while that song was playing, we saw a spider.
And you know how sometimes you see spiders and they're like, oh, like small and like manageable? This one was more of a medium-sized spider.
Like it wasn't, it definitely wasn't big yet, but it was definitely medium-sized.
I don't think it was gonna get bigger. But it was on my chair. and I'm gonna have to be honest about that part.
And we're so proud of you.
Was more scared than I thought I would be.
You were less scared than I would have been.
Really?
Yes. I can't handle spiders.
If anyone wants to call in and tell us how scared they are of spiders, I would love that.
The phone number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And you got it from both of us.
And you heard it here first on Boy Cousins.
On Boy Cousins.
Cousins that are boy.
Exactly. Do we have another song coming up?
Yeah, so this story behind this song. I was working at the res and I heard this song playing and I really liked
it. You weren't working at the res, you were doing work at the res.
I was working on my homework.
Okay.
Sitting at
I just
the
wanted
res.
To make sure people didn't think you worked at the res and you would gain undeserved clout, but I just want to clear
no,
that
no,
up.
No, 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 no. I don't work there. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no. But I was doing my work there and a song came on and I really liked it and I tried to Shazam it, but it wasn't working cuz the res was very loud. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to go up and ask. I'm gonna have to do it. And I almost did it. But then I asked my friend Spencer too, and he said, what's in it for me? Selfish.
Selfish. He's so, so classic. We call him Selfish
Spencer.
Spencer
Gallant, like he's so selfish. He's crazy, that kid. And then I said, I'll tell you a secret. Yeah. And then he did it, shockingly, so I had to tell him a secret.
What was the secret? Can you tell me?
Nope, it's a secret.
Oh.
You would have to do that same thing for me.
Okay. Does that hold true for if like anyone, even anyone listening, does something for you, then they have the right to that secret?
Yeah. Blanket statement, yes. But honestly, he came back and he told me the name of the song. And then we still couldn't find it. It was very hard to find.
Oh.
And I ended up actually finding it, and I tried to argue that he did not deserve the secret. Very hard to find. Not that many listens on Spotify, but
well,
I'm a huge fan.
774,000.
Really? It was so hard to find. Wait, read that number again?
774,000 listens on Spotify. But to be fair, this person only has two songs.
Yeah. If I searched just the name of the song, and it did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
Many other songs showed up first.
Yeah.
But I want it to get out into this world. And this is for Mayo, the artist.
Yeah. May? I think it's just May.
What's the E doing?
It certainly is not an O sound.
Spencer pronounced it Mayo.
Well, this is two by M-A-Y-E.
Tú estás, amor, eres tú.
So, honest first impressions. Give it to me.
I loved it. It was a good vibe. I couldn't understand any of the words.
It was in a different language.
Oh, that's what it was.
It took me about 3 listens to realize. Not English, so.
That's good. Yeah, that checks out. Because you also often don't really know the words to songs
you
that are in.
You or one in general. Me?
You. I'm talking okay. about you. Sometimes you. Oh, no, I'll say, I'll broaden it. Sometimes there's people out there who sometimes, even if a song is in the language that they have been speaking for 19 years, sometimes they still don't even
you don't know my age.
Know the words.
But yes, it is 19. Name one song I don't know the words to.
Name one song you do know the words to.
That one.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want to do one of our segments?
Yeah. Which one do you want to do?
Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Favorite segment.
Patrick reading poems. Poems with Patrick.
Yeah. Okay. So, story behind this poem. I found it recently, but it's been around for a while. Before I read it out loud, what were your first impressions when I read it to you very recently?
Romantic.
I felt romance.
I felt romance. It was also the timing because it was right after we had had our meet cute. So love was in the
very,
air.
Very, very cute, very meet.
Yes.
So this poem is by, I think I'm saying this right, Amir Khusrow. And it is from, I want to say, the 1100s. And here we go. He visits my town once a year. He fills my mouth with kisses and nectar. I spend all my money on him. Who, girl? Your man? No, a mango.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. First impressions, go. Hit me.
First impressions, they really had me. I totally thought it was directed towards, a romantic partner.
I felt the same way.
And then when the mango line comes in, completely subverts everything I thought I knew.
It goes from romantic to relatable like that.
So fast. And it's impressive that even after all these years.
I would say around 1,000 years
around
later.
Around 1,000 years.
Coming on 1,000 years yeah. later.
Yeah. And it's still relatable.
Last time you had a mango go.
Last time I had a mango, and also the third time I've ever had a mango.
Wow.
Was about 3
you
weeks ago.
Whoa. Whoa. Elaborate.
Growing up, I was not the most open. I was not a picky eater.
Ignorant? Would you say? an ignorant eater?
I wasn't the pickiest eater. I was an ignorant eater, and I blocked myself off to a lot of fruits in particular, fruits and vegetables. I would eat any meat, any potato product, most of anything you handed me, but if I didn't recognize the fruit or the vegetable, it was a no from me.
Really?
Yep.
If you didn't recognize it?
If I wasn't familiar with it. So that limited my fruit options to...
The ones you've seen since you were born?
Apples, bananas, and grapes. As a child, that's all I ate. The only fruits I ate.
Wow. What... How bad do you feel about yourself knowing that there are so many grapefruits in this world? And you missed out. You only had... Apples, bananas, and grapes?
Yeah, well, that's not all I've had in my whole life. Since I was a child, I have branched out, in fact.
Now, to a mango 3 times.
To a mango 3 times. To countless pineapples.
Wow, countless?
Like between...
Do you think you could count if you tried?
Yeah, like it's definitely between 10 and 50. Probably even between...
Felt countable
10
to
and 30. Probably I've
so around 25
like
times.
Around 25
okay pineapple. So yeah. Half of 50
yeah but I've also had I also like strawberries now.
Wow.
And I'll eat a
you
blueberry
must
on
love
occasion
carm.
I love carm and I also like blackberries and grapefruit.
You must love carm.
I do.
I actually had my first grapefruit with you in Carm.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
How was it for you? So you can't call me a freak for only having 3 mangoes in my life.
But you grew up only eating apples, bananas, and grapes. I had everything but grapefruit. I had all of it. I tried mango. I tried watermelon. Mm-hmm. Personally.
Oh, watermelon. That's something else I eat now. I love watermelon.
Yeah, I like it. I won't go out of my way to have it.
I will.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go out of my way to eat an entire watermelon.
Sometimes it goes out of its way to find me.
And then?
Well, I visited my sister this summer at mm-hmm. her farm in Michigan.
Yeah.
And she was growing her own watermelons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Well, she picked it, but it wasn't ripe.
Oh.
But then we bought some from the farmer's market.
Oh, and was that good?
Oh, that was very good.
Nice.
I will be honest. We got a 5-pound thing of blueberries.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too many. That's more blueberries than I've ever eaten in my whole life.
Really? We ate those that day.
Wow.
Yeah. We wolfed them down. Her husband, and this isn't a lie, he only dreams about fruits. His brain is just fruit on repeat. Like, he was telling us about his dream the night before, and he dreamt that he ate a plum. Like, that was his dream, was just a plum. I don't even know if he ate the plum. It was just a plum.
Was it like a still life painting, but dream form?
Yeah, I think he was just dreaming about a plum. No, like, no plot. I didn't feel any plot from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's all he dreams about?
Consistently.
Wow.
And my sister, she's 25. She's still having stress dreams about tests.
Wow.
Yeah. She's been out of college for a while now.
Wow. I, on the other hand, don't really dream anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I dream a lot. This morning, I was going to get up at 8:30 to go on a run, but then in my dream...
We all were going to wake up at 8:30 to go on a run.
That was my entire summer. But so I was going to get up and I was going to go on a run, but then in my dream, I went on that run.
Ugh.
And then I woke up and I couldn't go on a second run.
No, that would be absurd.
Like, I already did that.
Yeah.
So I didn't. No, I did not go on a run. To answer your question, I did not go on a run this morning. My apologies.
Wow. Do you try to run most mornings? Or many
I
mornings?
Have never run in the morning.
How many times have you tried to run in the morning?
Countless. I would say an insane amount of times, especially this summer, because I had work at 10:30 and I was like, objectively, I have time to go on a run before a 10:30 work.
10:30 is a tricky time, though, because it's an illusion. Like, you think you have a lot of time. Because, like, hypothetically, yeah, you could wake up at 8:30.
I could get up even earlier.
You could wake up at 8.
Potentially.
And you could do
in my dream world
so many things before you have to leave for work at, like, 10, let's say.
Yeah, I would leave at work for 10. And that is correct.
Yeah.
You guessed correct.
Yes, thank you.
I would get an iced coffee from Wawa. Shout out to my Wawa fans
out
there. Jackson, he has no idea what I'm talking about.
I know what
he
Wawa is. I just
no idea what I'm talking about. And I'd get almond milk.
The one Wawa I went to, I tried to film a boomerang in for an Instagram story.
When did you go to Wawa?
I went to Wawa when I was in the area.
When were you in the area?
I was in the area a few summers ago.
And you didn't text me? Context, we met, what was it?
Like less than a year ago. No.
I was going to say 5 minutes ago.
Oh, right. 5 minutes ago at our meet cute.
Yeah. Well, that's when I met you.
Yeah.
I guess I knew you before then.
Yeah. But the only Wawa I've been in, they kicked me out for filming this video in it.
Yeah, that happened to me one time. Actually, well, twice. First time, so I was with my two friends, and my friend was doing this thing where she would take pictures of all of us in like our favorite locations that made us feel like home. And she was gonna do like a it was gonna be a spread of 9 pictures. That didn't pan out, but I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
She only got like 4, and then we I'll leave it there.
Okay, yeah.
But so she was getting a picture of our friend Liz, and we were in a Wawa, and then they just came over and they were like, "Can you guys not do this?" But it was a really good picture.
Oh,
really
nice.
Good photo shoot.
Did you still use the pictures that you got?
I don't know what they were ever used for.
Okay, yeah.
We still got our pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a cute idea.
Mine was in IKEA.
Oh.
I think it'd be really fun to do here.
We should do that. Yours would be in Carm. Naturally.
Or Halligan. Halligan. I feel like, honestly, you're giving me Barnum vibes.
I've been liking it.
No,
I've been
liking it. And it shows. Guess where he was before this?
You'll never guess. Okay, listeners, call in if you have a guess.
Okay, it starts with a B and ends with Arnhem.
It was Barnum.
I can't keep it in. Yeah. Last time I had mango.
Right.
three nights ago? Yeah, frozen mango. I've been really on the frozen mango vibe. This summer.
You just eat them this year. Like frozen.
You go to Trader's Joe.
Trader's Joe. On who picks you up?
You go to Trader's Joe, mm-hmm. And yeah, you just get a bag of frozen mango, and they just have cut up chunks of mangoes.
I understand.
And they're frozen,
and then you eat them cold.
Yeah. You eat it as frozen mango.
Don't your teeth hurt?
Have you ever had ice cream?
Yes. Oh, we're getting a phone call.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm gonna play this song really quick while I pick up this phone call.
Quick screening.
Everyone enjoys. So here we have on the air right now is a caller named Grayson. We do not know. Where are you from, Grayson?
Tenleytown in Washington, D.C.
Tenleytown in Washington, D.C.
Clementown?
Tenleytown, yeah.
Clementown. Yeah. And so I understand you have a question for us on air.
I do have a question. Okay, what I want to know is, what is one meal that you guys could just make at any time? Like, you know the exact ingredients you need. You need, you know, like, every amount of each thing. You know how long to cook it, and it would taste good. What is that for you?
I'll start. Okay, you start.
You finish.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll go first. You follow. Category is meals you can make from heart. Mine, it's this. So it's quinoa. It's cilantro dressing from Trader Joe's. And just you cut up a tomato. You put the quinoa in a pan. One cup of quinoa, 2 cups of water. You wait till that boils. Once that boils, you turn down the heat and then you cover it.
To let it
simmer.
And
let it simmer for like 10 minutes. You cut up, honestly, as many tomatoes as you're feeling at said moment. You add the tomatoes. You mix it all in while it's still cooking.
Oh.
And after it's done, so the tomatoes get nice and soft with the quinoa.
Interesting.
And then after it's done, you mix it all around and you add the cilantro dressing. So good. And honestly, go on from there. Add pistachios.
Ooh.
Add a little bit of hummus.
Yeah.
Add some avocados. Like, add some lemon juice.
Some crunch.
Really some go crunch. From there, yeah. Get it nice and really feel your own quinoa.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is beautiful.
I personally, mine is a little bit less of a meal.
That's okay.
And more of chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
It's chocolate chip cookies is what I know how to make.
Wow.
No way.
From heart.
And so,
from scratch.
Do you serve them just as is?
You could.
Over
so
ice?
What's
what
great
do?
About chocolate yeah, chip ice. Cookies is you can cook them.
Really?
Okay.
But it's certainly not essential. I prefer
right.
to make the dough and just eat the dough right after I make it.
But you make the dough yourself, not prepackaged.
Yeah, so I make the dough myself, and in
Incredible.
The process, thank you. I'm very proud of my ability at this point. But you make the dough yourself, and then you finish the dough. You have at this point, you have full intention of baking cookies. The oven is preheated.
Wow.
But
full
then,
intention?
Full
or
intention. But then you intention? Start snacking on the dough. And you,
you
just,
have a taste.
You have a taste. You have a taste before you put the chocolate chips in. You have a taste after you put the chocolate chips in to make sure it's the right amount of chocolate chips.
Well, because what if you added too much?
Exactly.
You
need
some
to
out.
You need to eat some out.
Just real quick.
Yeah. So then.
We've been there.
Yeah.
So,
also
but then.
The flour mixture, too, just to make sure it's the right amount of flour and baking soda.
And salt, of course.
And eggs.
Yeah, and salt. And egg.
Yeah. I try a little bit of the eggs before I put them in just to make sure they're just right.
Well, I want to make sure there's no salmonella. So you have to taste the egg on its own.
And then. And so then you're nibbling a little bit, and you're nibbling some more, and
you look down,
and you look down, and you realize it's not so much that you see, it's a feeling that you have eaten a lot of cookie dough, and you're not sure you can fit any cookies in your stomach anymore.
Okay.
And so at this point, what I like to do, I take the dough, put it in a Tupperware, put it in the fridge, and then I go nap for anywhere between 45 minutes to 2 hours.
I would say that's still a nap.
And this is an essential step in the recipe. Is
it
the nap?
Like also, then it by putting the rest in the fridge, it allows you to repeat this whole process.
That's you. You have perfectly understood.
Okay.
It's okay. Cyclical.
It's cyclical.
And that's what makes a great recipe, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. It's the
cycle. Well, thanks for answering my question.
Yeah.
Guys.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the show so far.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's been very thought-provoking.
Thanks. That's what we're... Radio is so important to keep alive because we think that it inspires, you know, discourse in a community. And I think it's integral for keeping, you know, a community alive. And Patrick is nodding his head for our listeners out there.
All right. Well, I see that and I hear that nod.
Thank you.
I love that.
And I see you.
And Patrick
and
sees
you.
And I
see you. And I hear you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
we'll talk to you next time.
Guys. See you next time.
Wow. What a lovely. Wow. I love when our listeners call in.
I love meeting the fans.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it brings voices to the names.
It really does. And you know, it just makes me feel, it makes me feel so special. It's an odd feeling to describe.
It starts in my toes.
Yeah.
And then what would you say, where would you say that feeling goes next?
It sort of comes up. It starts in my toes, but it
starts very bottom,
but it comes up
toes,
all the way up and sort of tickles my nose a little bit.
Well, yeah, I would say more of a twinkle, but
okay, yeah.
And you know where wherever it goes,
yeah,
I always know.
Wow.
Count me in. I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go, the rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? When you make me feel this way, I just and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know. hold me in your arms. I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth that starts in my soul. And I lose all control when you kiss my nose. The feeling shows, 'cause you make me smile, baby. Just take your time now, holding me tight.
Wow, yeah. Very emotional song.
Very. It's for everyone. You know, it hits us all in different ways.
Me and my toes. You?
My nose.
Wow. Yeah. It never ceases to make me feel, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's almost sort of scary.
Scary? Wow. Yeah. What can I say? People hate people to be scared. Nothing people hate more than someone trying to scare them.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Last time someone tried to scare you, go.
You'll be honest.
Honest to God question.
Okay, last time someone tried to scare... People try to scare me a lot because I'm very easily scarable.
Ooh, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I think so, at least.
I would love to see where this goes. I have a lot of interest.
Yeah, so people try to scare me a lot because I'm very easily scarable. They're always jumping out, and they're always yelling, and then I'm always, my response when I get scared is that my knees buckle.
What?
And I just end up on the floor when I get really scared.
It feels like this might have happened a few times.
Yeah. Like a few. Patrick and I are trying to get our soundboard to work right now. Well, not our soundboard.
I would say this is
Hello,
mine.
Mother. Hello, father.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I just want to keep it a web 5.0.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't know who's more qualified than my friend Jackson.
You're working with a professional here!
I'm a professional. What can I say?
He knows how to work his soundboard. And he knows how to work his people. This is no circus. This is no circus. Yeah.
Sometimes we have to do our own sound effects because.
What is what? Yeah, that was circus. That's what I meant by circus. I really cannot read.
And that's the biggest, and that's the main issue.
Yeah. You're correct. Wow, I wish I could have some help with this soundboard. I guess I was incorrect on my use of the soundboard.
Wrong, sir. Wrong.
Yeah, you. And the audience agrees.
Yeah. It's, you know what? This show, you and me, it's a little bit of magic.
Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Okay, yeah, it's a little bit of magic. I can't read this one.
Let's see where it takes us. Yep.
That was.
And it fit perfectly.
Yeah, pretty good.
We were
good.
All thinking it.
Pretty good.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Wait, I've heard that.
Okay, so we're gonna play a song for you guys. One of our last few songs.
One of them. How do you like to pronounce the song?
Growing up, it was always It was, what should we play? You had so many ideas. Okay,
up the...
Oh my god, a knock on the door.
Come in?
Oh my god, is that Ira Glass?
Oh, I think it is Ira Glass.
Hey everyone, this is Ira Glass.
I can't believe he actually checks it. That's Iris Glass over there. In a really real way. I had no idea it was gonna come.
Today we're gonna listen to a song called Country Western Rap.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you all enjoy.
To my manager about a new plan of attack. He says, you play great folk guitar, but don't forget, you're black. Now here's a new promotional angle that'll put us on the map. We'll create a whole new genre, call it country western rap. Yodelay. Yodelay. Yodelay.
This.
Now rap, they've got new kids on the block, and country's got Charlie Pride, and that's pretty multicultural if you put them side by side. But I could be the new breed, yeah, the one to fill the gap. Mm-hmm. The best of both, yeah, that's the ticket, country western rap. Well, I was hanging at the crib, I just chilling. I popped in a tape and my boy was killing. He was pumping up a jam, I had to have this. Who was it? It was Randy Travis. Say ho! Well, it's off through the record shop. Hell, I didn't stop until my visa was smoking. I ain't joking, I left Tower Records charge machine broke. Yeah, boy. Well, I bought Merle Haggard, Hack Williams too. My homeboy said, what you trying to do? I said, yo, bro, I don't mean to be dissing, but there's Boku jams that I think we've been missing. LL Cool J and Dolly Parton, Crystal Gale, and I'm just starting. Reba McEntire and MC Hammer. What a double bill, it's a bad mamma jamma. Johnny Cash and Bobby Brown, a yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. Get down with a fresh little jam that's in between. It's a little bit of both, if you dig what I mean. I'm country like that, I'm country like that. Yeehaw. Your little, 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 little. Your little, 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 little.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
Whoa.
Don't you worry there, my honey. We might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny. Maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised,
but baby, how we spoon like no one else. So I will help you read those books, if you will soothe my worried looks,
and we will put the lonesome on the shelf. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich. Give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
That was You and I.
Yeah. You and I singing You and I by You and I. I would like to ask you a question.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
Was that the first time you ever heard that song?
No.
Really?
I
kind of acted like it. You kind of, you didn't know the words that well. That's all.
I wanted to. I wanted to know.
I wanted
for you,
you.
I just think that I haven't studied it enough.
You need to be studying and practicing.
I know. That's, I know.
No.
And but, that's the truth.
But you, and I feel like you should have known is the thing.
Yeah. I know a lot of other words. I know definitely a lot of other Ingrid Michaelson songs.
I would say that I do not know a single other Ingrid Michaelson song.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. What's give me one?
Be Okay was a big part of my youth. Be Okay by Ingrid Michaelson.
I have not heard it before.
It's good. My older cousin who used to take care of us over the summers loved Ingrid Michaelson. So we would listen to Be Okay, and we'd listen to Girls Chase Boys. You heard that one?
No, I haven't.
Let's play Girls Chase Boys. This will be fun. Hey, everyone. This is Girls Chase Boys by Ingrid Michaelson.
All the broken hearts in the world.
to be said. You play me, now I play you too. Let's just call it over. All the broken hearts in the world still bleed. Let's not make it harder than it has to be. It's all sleeping girls, chase boys, chase. All the broken hearts in the world still bleed. Let's not make it harder than it has to be. It's all sleeping girls, chase boys, chase girls, chase girls, chase boys, chase boys, chase girls. I'm a little bit home, but I'm not there yet. It's one to forgive, but it's hard.
That was Girls Chase Boys. And
Chase Girls.
Girls, yeah, Chase
oh,
Girls.
Yeah.
And
who chase?
The girls chase the boys.
Who's who then cousins? Chase,
they're all cousins.
Okay, family reunion. It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, and they're just... And
you're all chasing.
And they're all chasing. Everyone's chasing.
Girls. Who chases... Who's chasing?
We'll go over it after.
Okay.
In the meantime, it's time for one of our favorite segments.
Feel facts.
Feel facts. I thought it was real facts.
Real facts.
Yeah.
Not feel. These are not things that we feel. They're real. Yeah. Jackson.
I go first?
Well, no.
You're telling me. Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Did you know that Jimmy Carter... when he was elected president, there was a Supreme Court case because since he was born on Leap Day, he technically was not 35 and therefore constitutionally could not be the president.
Wow, because not 35 of his birthdays had not passed.
Because he was not 35 years old.
He was 35 years old.
His age, but you only... Well, that's the why. Well, that's the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
That's why we had to send it to those 9 kiddos.
Wow, that's really interesting.
And shockingly, 7 were like, "Yeah, of course he's 35 enough." And then 2, I think it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg's predecessor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy with the red hair.
Yes, red hair. Yes.
Yeah, red hair guy. Crazy.
That is that's a really good fact. I'm going to remember that one.
Yeah.
I have a fact for you.
Hit me. Well, with the fact.
Did you know that you cannot be an astronaut and go to space if you have ever broken a bone?
Really? This is true?
This is true. And did you also know that that is the only thing keeping Tony Hawk from going to space?
Really?
Mm-hmm. So he passed all other tests.
Buzz Aldrin has never broken a bone.
Never broken a bone.
Whoa. What about astronaut Mike Dexter? Has he ever broken a bone?
Never broken a bone.
Huh. Even Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong?
The astronaut, not the biker.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Has he ever broken a bone?
Never broken a bone.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No. I once sprained my ankle.
I have never broken a bone. Not even a sprained ankle.
So we could both go to space.
I could be an astronaut if I applied myself.
Yeah. Do you think it's too late?
What's the cutoff age to be
an astronaut? Feel like at this point we would have had to made more moves to be going to space.
What's the first move?
The first move is like not being a computer science major, probably.
That is what we have decided to do.
Maybe like an astrophysics major.
My sister double majored in astronomy and physics. It's kind of more impressive than
And now she works on a farm?
Yes. This is post commune now. Post college.
Post college.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something that I found out very recently.
Another fact?
Another fact.
Wonderful.
You can't go scuba diving if you've had gel nails within that month. Even if you don't have gel nails on at that time, if you had them, like, within that month that you want to go scuba
diving. That 30-day period in October?
The 30-day period.
Okay.
Like, you must have had no gel on your nails for 30 days or else you can't go scuba diving.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Well, yeah, I feel like...
That's common sense.
I feel like I should have known that, but I never thought
about it. That's a great point.
Because, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you have any more facts for us?
No.
Do you have any songs for us?
I have one last song, but before I play it, this is Jackson.
And this is Patrick. And we're...
Boy Cousins. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I would like to give a quick shout out to my other boy cousin, Sam, who couldn't make it this week. He's my usual co-host, but he will be back and we will be back on schedule 6 p.m. next Monday.
And I would like to give a shout out to my other boy cousin, Liam Upton. You're probably not listening to this. Haven't talked to you in a while, but we're... cousins and we're boys and you're a year older than me and I think you where do you go to college? I don't know. I hope you're listening.
To close us out, this is Our Own House by Mr. Wives.
Dreaming like the breeze, I felt it in my knees. Never will it leave. Each day it is retrieved. This way.
We built our own house on our house with our hands over our hearts, and we swore on that day that it'll never fall apart. We built our own house.